Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
You know, we've been doing this podcast for a long time.
Yeah.
And we've got some listeners here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of sick of all their griping, you know, about they just want more from us.
Right,
you
know? Right.
And I think it's high time we say, ask not what this podcast can do for you. What can you do for this podcast?
You could start by...
That was a rhetorical question.
Oh, and this is stranger still.
Welcome to Stranger Still. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Vegan.
And this is the show where we answer the questions you never thought to ask. Today is a very exciting episode for me specifically, because I hate to do this to our listeners, but we're going to cover two conspiracy theories in a row.
Woof.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Woof.
I'm sorry. It's weird for November, but there's two that are topical right now. First, there's all the JFK stuff going on right now. Second of all, there's the Montauk Project. So that's what we're going to cover next week. And you should read up on it first, because it's like the inspiration for Stranger Things. And it's also my favorite time of year, because this is whenever my wife and I have a conversation about either Stranger Still or Stranger Things, we can never keep them straight.
Right.
So Shelby's like, you want to watch Stranger Still? I'm like, yeah, we can listen to my podcast.
Which is why I think we have such a good boost in our numbers lately.
Is that what it is?
People have been misspelling it. Or they think we're a Stranger Things podcast.
Yeah. Sorry, we're not a Stranger Things podcast.
Next week we are.
Next week we are.
And that's from my homeland on Long Island.
Long Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm currently reading a book. The book that launched the whole conspiracy theories on the Montauk Project. And you might be thinking to yourself, how did you afford that $10 ebook? Well, people, I have an answer, and that is you. Because now, starting this month, we've launched a Patreon.
Yep.
We talked about it, I think, in the Captain episode. We might have talked about it off the air, I don't know. But we talked to him so long that we wanted to make that a bonus episode and put it up on the Patreon page.
Yep.
I think we'll get to that like halfway through our recording. We'll talk about it a little bit more.
Okay.
Just to entice our listeners. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Until then, I think we should talk about JFK. Because a lot of people have been anxiously awaiting since 1992 when the JFK Act was enacted, where they said in like 25 years, all of the JFK documents relating to his assassination will be released.
Yeah.
And people have just been waiting to get their hands on this. And the day that they were supposed to be released came and passed. And we only got 2,800 about documents. And on top of that, only like 10 or 20% of those were new documents. The rest had been released before with redactions and some stuff removed out of there.
Yeah, weird that the government would try to hide stuff.
Yeah. The important thing to point out, though, is that there's also like 3,400 documents released in July, but like no one ever talks about that. Everyone was like excited about this day. And long story short, we only got a handful because the CIA was like, no, we've got some secret stuff in there still. So let us review them some more, because we haven't had 25 years to do that.
Yeah.
And President Trump was like, all right, you got 6 months, review them. And then, because he's a conspiracy theorist too, which is, I think, is hilarious.
Yeah.
So he believes like something fishy went on with the JFK assassination. Which is fine for me if that means that we get all these documents and get some answers.
Yeah.
That's the only time I will say that Trump did something fine.
What else did he do? Did he make America great? I don't remember. Probably just that for now.
Yeah, for now.
I'll get back to you, though.
So, the documents that were released, I think it was last Thursday, if I remember correctly, none of them really confirm or deny any conspiracy theories that are out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them just add fuel to every single conspiracy theory out there. And from what I understand, a lot of them too were about other like shady things not relating to specifically to the assassination. Like they planned to hire the mafia to kill Castro, random stuff like that. There was quotes from like J. Edgar Hoover following the assassination, saying that there's nothing the government could say that would make the public believe that it was Lee Harvey Oswald. And you can take that two ways. Conspiracy theorists could say, well, he's trying to think of a way to convince us that it was Lee Harvey Oswald when it wasn't. Or, like I took it, J. Edgar Hoover was like, it was Lee Harvey Oswald, and no matter what we say, people aren't going to believe that. That's just how it is.
Yeah. Didn't they try to make him speak English?
Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah.
No, it was the opposite. He was really bad at Russian.
Oh, okay.
And he went to live in Russia for a long time, and he left because he couldn't speak Russian.
Okay.
Lastly, the National Archives have said, in all this anticipation, that the most explosive documents have already been released, and there's not a lot left to just give us any answers. But I think that's what they want us to think.
Yeah, I think that there's a lull. TV's not doing as well as streaming services like Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah.
And the History Channel decided,
we need another show about JFK.
Yeah. It's just so totally 100% Disney-fied.
I think that's important to point out, though. There's countless like documentaries and History Channel specials about the JFK assassination. I've watched a few in my teenage years. The point of today's episode is I want to cover all of the conspiracy theories out there.
Okay.
Like I said before, a lot of these documents added fuel to several different conspiracy theories out there without having any actual answers.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure our listening audience knows what all those are, because like I feel like the collective conscious has an idea of what they are.
Or you'll hear him be like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, like, oh, I know what the magic bullet is. Oh, I know what the grassy knoll is. But you might not know all the specifics, because I thought I knew a lot. Like, I went to Dealey Plaza, and I learned a lot there, and I've watched a lot of the documentaries and stuff. In researching this, I learned a lot more of the specifics as to why people believe this stuff. I want to share that. So before we begin, what do you think happened around the JFK assassination?
So I know that there's like a million different ideas, but I think that he got murdered.
Yes.
By someone with a gun.
Yes.
And I think he's dead. I know that some people think he's alive. I know that some people think that he's still been president and he just wears a skin suit.
You know what's funny is one of my favorite comics, Umbrella Academy. They released two miniseries about it, 6 issues each, and the second one was all about the JFK assassination. Spoilers for a comic that's been out for 8 years or so.
Does he die at the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the people's superpowers, she's called Rumor, and she says like, "I heard a rumor that blah," and then whatever she says comes true.
Yeah.
And so she ends up killing JFK to protect her brother's life. He went back in time to shoot JFK, so she went back and was like, no, we're gonna make sure that you're not a murderer. And she gets in the car as Jackie Kennedy.
Oh.
And is like, I heard a rumor the side of your head's about to explode, and then his head explodes, and that's how he dies.
Oh.
I like that one best.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I think I might save my theories for the end. I was discussing this with my wife last night, and I don't want to give away too much right now.
Okay.
So, the official story. Do you know what the official story is when it comes to the JFK assassination?
He was in the library?
The Harvey Oswald. Yep.
Second story? Third story?
It was like the sixth story.
Sure. And then he shot him in the face?
Yeah.
And the head face, the side of the face.
Yep.
The head.
The side of the head face.
It's called the head. got him. Got him good.
Got him good. The official story is that Lee Harvey Oswald fired 3 shots rapidly from a mail order rifle from the book depository, the school book depository, acting alone with no other shooters and no other government involved, U.S. or otherwise. So that was our podcast. Thanks, everybody. No. Of course, they'd say there's no connection to the U.S., right? Because you don't want that.
Yeah, even though there's secret stuff that they can't reveal to us.
Right.
Which means, yeah, they totally did it.
The point, though, is that he allegedly had no connection with Soviet Russia or Cuba during the assassination, which a lot of these conspiracy theories we'll get to will say he had some sort of connection to Russia or Cuba. But I feel like if he did, the U.S. would have used that for more reasons that we'll get into.
What about the Bay of Pigs and all that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. We'll get into it because you're hitting it right on the head. After he was assassinated, there was countless investigations done, and all but one investigation said that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, and only one report said that there was likely another shooter, or most likely another shooter. That's it. That's all it said. And I think that that's sort of where a lot of these conspiracy theories came from, because now they're like,
But maybe
someone.
They should start a show on History Channel called But Maybe.
But Maybe Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the hands.
I see your hair is stuck up in the air, too.
That guy seems actually pretty cool. Have you listened to Ono, Ross, and Carrie?
No.
He seems like a cool dude.
Okay.
They went to a conference where he was.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, like, he addresses the meme and everything. It's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah. So the main conspiracy is that if Lee Harvey Oswald did shoot John F. Kennedy, if he didn't do it alone, and he had either one or two other shooters help him out, and the government... This, not all of the conspiracy theories will say this, but most will say the government worked tirelessly to cover it all up and cover their tracks, either because they had some sort of involvement, most likely because they had some sort of involvement.
Yeah.
I want to go through some high-level evidence as to why people believe this, because what they want to do is they want to lift that cover that the CIA or the FBI has supposedly thrown over everything, over the whole assassination. And I want to get your thoughts on these.
Okay.
So, first of all, we've got the shots that were fired. Many people will point to the video evidence, and like once the gunshots are made, people are like looking all over the place. They're looking towards the grassy knoll, and they're looking towards the book depository. They're looking all over the place. And the idea is that the official story is that the acoustics made it sound like it came from elsewhere. Depending on where you were standing, it might have sounded like it came from the grassy knoll, which was behind the car, as opposed to the book depository, which was to the right of the car. They also say that some people heard four gunshots instead of three, and the fourth one came from the grassy knoll. And I don't really know where I sit on this one. I am inclined to think that I've been to the Dealey Plaza, where the assassination happened, and there's a lot of really tall buildings, so I'm not opposed to the acoustics making it sound like it came from elsewhere. What do you think? You're the sound expert.
Yeah, it's easy to bounce that, so especially after editing. Oh, by the way, we didn't go to a haunted house, but especially after
we're still alive.
Yeah, after editing that and messing with all the sounds of that, yeah, it's easy to have something bounce off, and especially from being in New York City too, and how that whole thing works.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah,
it's just how sound works.
That's just how city sound works. Like, yeah, when we went to go record, we were pretty far away from the interstate, but all you could hear was this loud humming of the interstate. We went out to my parents, which isn't that much farther away from the interstate, and it was completely silent.
Aw, did you call our parents?
Our parents. You're an honorary Wood member.
Okay.
Speaking of shots, there's also the magic bullet that we talked about before.
Yeah.
Do you know what the magic bullet means?
Yeah, it means three easy payments of 1999 will get you juiced and ready to go.
Yes. It's going to pump you up. Because this is another term that I've heard a lot, but I didn't really know what it meant. This refers to a bullet that supposedly went through Kennedy's right shoulder blade, through his neck, and then through the rib cage of Governor Colin Lee that I think was in front of him. So it would have had to change trajectory to do that, because if it was from the side of him, comes in through his right shoulder blade, through his neck, and then down and to the right into someone's rib cage.
Yeah.
So people are like, well, there was obviously someone behind him that shot the governor in the rib cage.
Bullets bounce, though.
Huh?
Bullets do weird stuff.
Yeah.
They bounce.
Well, I know that there's like some official... In one of the documentaries, they showed how it could happen. But also, there were three shots fired, two of which hit Kennedy. Why couldn't have someone just, like, goofed the math a little bit on that?
Yeah, maybe. And also, what's weird is the guy in front of him had neck pain for years until he got shot in the perfect spot.
Right.
And then he was cured. Did you know that?
It was the magic chiropractic bullet.
Bet you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You're right. Some people will also point to JFK's reactions. Again, with the video footage, if you watch it...
He was in on it.
He was in on the video footage?
He made his head explode right before the bullet hits.
Right, yes. Even before you hear a gunshot, his head explodes.
It's just so gross, just dude.
Yeah, let's stop talking about his head
poor
exploding.
Poor guy. I mean, it's part of it, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But people will say after the first gunshot is fired and hits him, JFK's head moves forward as to suggest someone behind him shot and he like jerked forward.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't buy any of this. It's all garbage. Nick, crumple it up and
I'm trying to convince you here.
Here's the thing. What did we talk about? I think an important thing that we're going to have to touch on in this episode is... what's it called? We were going to do a whole episode on it.
I don't know.
Where,
cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, it's related to the cognitive dissonance, but it's got a different name. Something bias.
Oh, confirmation bias?
Confirmation bias.
Yeah.
Yes, confirmation bias.
Yeah.
So I think this is one of the magical times in history where some kind of weird bullet happened, like something that was super rare that had like a 1 in a million chance times happening, happened, and it also happened to be a big event.
Right.
And just keep confirmation bias in mind.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Many people will say that the head jerking could have come from the driver like slamming on the brakes temporarily after the gun hit the shot hit John F. Kennedy, was spooked and hit the brakes.
Yeah,
that's the official explanation. If you watch the footage, his head does jerk forward. Could be a stoppage. Could be a shooter on the grassy knoll behind him. That's all I got on that. There's also a lot of medical evidence, and this is where we get into some witness testimony, which take however you want. There's no actual proof to it, so technically it is conjecture, but supposedly there was one official that went on record saying he's 90 to 95% certain that the photographs that the National Archive has of JFK's brain are faked, and they're actually someone else's brain.
Weird. How do you know that?
Well, this is some government official. He said like 1995 or 1990 something.
Okay.
So I think that this is another important thing to touch on, is that a lot of these people that say these things, these eyewitness testimony or whatever, are government officials. So they have a certain degree of authority, and you can take that both ways. You can either say, yes, they have access to this stuff, they can see it, and they just so happen to leak it without getting in trouble. Or they're also conspiracy theories and also have confirmation bias, and they're looking at this and they're like, oh, well, that looks weird. That is a faked photograph. So I think that's an interesting point of contention to keep in mind.
Okay. Yeah.
But they are government officials. That's the freaky part. People also point to the exit wound, and the official story, again, is that it's at the side of his head, the left side of his head, where the bullet exits the head.
Yeah.
You're going to have a massive contusion there, or whatever you want to call it. Many people will say it's actually at the back of the head, which would mean that there's a shooter in front of the car.
So, really?
So
that's easy to prove, right?
It is easy to prove, but
not when the body's rushed off and you don't get any photos.
So if you have photos, like the brain that the National Archive has, then you can say, well, that's someone else's brain. And I'm 95% sure that's someone else's brain. When I was at Dealey Plaza, there's this guy, I was like in 10th grade or something, so this was like, what the hell is going on? I didn't know the world yet.
Yeah.
This guy was at Dealey Plaza with like this crappy little table.
I think I remember you telling me this.
Yeah, a crappy little TV and playing a DVD, and he had this book full of like photographs, and he was trying to convince us that the exit wound was at the back of his head. And he was like trying to show us pictures, and my mom's like, why are you sitting here showing people these gross pictures, dude? But there were pictures, and I could go look at them, but I don't want to. So I don't know where I stand on this, because I'm not going to look at those pictures.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
Well, I'm just giving the evidence for people to go out there and make their own decision. I'm not here to convince anyone other than you.
Can I look it up right now?
Go for it. So since he has an exit wound at the back of his head, many people think that the driver shot him from the front.
Yeah, okay, that's easy to...
Well, they look at the video evidence, and supposedly, I haven't checked this out because I don't even know how I would, but apparently in a bad quality video, it looks like the driver turns around and pulls something out and shoots him. But apparently in a better quality video, he has both hands on the wheel.
And then the bullet did a whoop-a-doo-doo into the guy next to him.
Yeah. So that's the argument with that. While you're looking that up, you can keep doing that. People also point to Lee Harvey Oswald's whereabouts many of the time, not just his time in Russia. I think everyone knows that he spent some time in Russia. He also, there is a lot of government reports of detailing his whereabouts like 2 weeks before the assassination.
Yeah.
He went down to Mexico City to meet with some folks. People will say that they were government officials giving him the assignment to assassinate JFK. Those could have been U.S. officials. Some people say they were Cuba officials. Either way, the FBI had detail on this, which I think is interesting. And that will come back to my theory later on.
Top back of his head.
Top back of his head?
Mm-hmm.
So do you think yeah, isn't that weird?
I don't know.
But is that someone else? I don't know.
Confirmation bias.
Exactly.
That bullet bounced. Something weird happened with it.
I don't know. I'm not going to say one way or another. Go seek out pictures yourself if you would like to. So a lot of people will say that Soviet Russia had Lee Harvey Oswald kill JFK. He was given the assignment when he was in Russia. Many people will say Cuba gave him the assignment when he went down to Mexico City. Many people will say the U.S. gave him the assignment. There's many supposed accounts of him meeting with government officials. If you go watch this is a weird comparison, but bear with me, okay? There's a Hulu show called 11-22-63. It's based on the Stephen King novel of the same name. And they address this. They have, like, this government guy tailing him around. Eventually, he's just, like, keeping tabs on him. He's not colluding with him or anything. That's the approach that 112263 takes with it. So he might have been with some government officials, but the FBI was keeping tabs on him. I think that's important to point out. They had, like, his whereabouts listed and stuff, so it could have just been that. I don't know.
Hmm.
There's also the Jack Ruby's whole deal. I don't know what to call it, when he showed up and randomly killed Lee Harvey Oswald. And people will say that Jack Ruby, he's of the mafia. He killed Lee Harvey Oswald before he could reveal the truth because the mafia was involved.
Yeah, that makes sense too. They were going to pay the mafia to kill.
Yes.
What's his face?
To kill.
And that's new info.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe.
No. Yeah.
You think so?
Sure.
You buy into this one?
Listen. I'm just going to keep going into long, like, rants about this. Why is it that we have to figure out who cares about the bullet? Like, who cares? Mm-hmm. How about the fact that the CIA is saying, oh, yeah, we'll give it to you soon? That's way more damning evidence.
I think so. You know who cares?
The listeners.
Our listeners. And we want to give them what they want. And they can get more stuff if they were to donate to our Patreon page. That's right, folks.
What?
We have a Patreon page where you can... You like that segue I did there?
Yeah, you're just like Paul Blart. Keep going.
This is as good a time as I need to interject. I think we're pretty much done with the evidence here. But if you like our show and you want to support us, you can give us some money on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fun little hobby of ours, but it is also costly, and we want you guys to have a hand in making the show even better.
Yep. Explain what that means, Nicholas.
The way Patreon works is we set up different tiers of rewards, and you can donate like $1, $5, $10 a month. Mm-hmm.
If you want to get all of our tiers, we got to cry real hard, so you guys say something extra mean in the comments.
Yes, that's right. If you want more things from us, you can donate to those tiers and you get some bonus content. I think right now, if you give us $1 a month, you will get at least one like extra Stranger Steel bonus content.
Stranger Steel
bonus content.
That's our another thing that you're going to be able to get. We have stainless steel hammers and
it's
tools.
Really weird.
Yeah, we kind of fell into our laps. We couldn't say no,
and we didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, so if you need any scissors,
that knife don't really cut well because they're weird.
Right.
No, so you'll get like at least one, maybe two extra Stranger Steel content. And we're pairing it with my other show, Limited Cell.
Limited what?
Limited Cell.
What's that, Nicholas?
It's a podcast I do with my dad. We talk about Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Okay.
So we record that in the same space, and all its money is going to go toward this recording space, making it even better.
Yeah.
So you'll also get a bonus episode or whatever of Limited Cell. So, hey, two extra episodes per month for $1.
Yep.
Now, at $5,
oh,
I feel
boy.
Like I'm making a dumb pitch here.
You are.
But you should do it.
No, accept it.
At $5, we're going to be doing some sort of video content for you guys,
mm-hmm.
both with Stranger Steel and Limited Cell. I know for sure with Limited Cell, I'm going to be doing comic reviews of the DC Hanna-Barbera comics. They have a Jetsons one coming out today as this episode's released.
Nice.
So I will be video reviewing that. And then at $10, we haven't decided what we're going to do for Stranger Steel yet. But if you go to our Patreon page, it'll be there. Yay! And then I know for Limited Cell, if you give us $10 a month, I'm going to take a drawing request from you every month. I'm going to draw it in the Hanna-Barbera style as best as I can, and I'm going to mail it to you.
Yeah.
So it's November next month, and maybe you're like, I want to see Fred Flintstone.
I want to see Fred Flintstone kissing Barney. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I'll draw Fred Flintstone kissing Barney, and I'll send you the original artwork.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's exciting. No, that's all we got so far.
Yeah, we'd have to do it, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Should we get back to our content?
Yeah, maybe.
That people came here for?
Yep.
The only other things I want to say about evidence is people will say that Lee Harvey Oswald's file had been altered before and after JFK's death. Sure. People's files are added to and taken away from all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's on your permanent record, son.
Oh, boy. Detention. He totally got detention after he shot him, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
He got detention in the form of getting shot by Jack Ruby. Is it too soon?
I don't know what year it is.
2017. There's also a lot of claims that the murder weapon was faked. Like bone fragments were faked. There was like real bone fragments found at the scene after the day after, stuff like that.
It did say spooky skeleton on one of the bone fragments in the car.
It was from
Party City.
Holiday Express Inc.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were around in the 60s, but I don't know. I can understand the FBI altering or CIA altering evidence because they redact information all the time. But this is where we get into some of the more fleshed out theories. What do these pieces of evidence lead into?
Yep.
Talked a little bit about some of them. Most of it is going to come down to who the heck would want JFK dead, right?
Well,
Lee Harvey Oswald couldn't have been that mad, right?
Yeah.
Or could he have been?
Yeah, he could have been pretty mad. He probably loved Cuba.
Maybe. So I found
some... Or he hated Cuba and he wanted to go to war and JFK didn't.
Maybe. Well, do you want to start with Cuba? There's a lot that deals with Cuba.
Hey, Nicholas.
Yeah.
If you got like a bunch of friends and you're a pig and your friends are pigs.
And we just like,
what do you call your, what do you call your girlfriend?
Bay of Pigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that was a good audio experience for you guys. So Wikipedia has a bunch of conspiracy theories out there. Which is kind of where I started, but I didn't know what the most popular ones were. So I went to, there's a good article on Business Insider and the Washington Post that laid out the more common conspiracy theories out there. The first one was the Mafia. So we talked a little about them. So people say the Mafia wanted him assassinated. Now why?
Well, I could call my extended family, but
you've already said too much.
Okay. Well, did we talk about that on air once, though?
I don't know.
So my grandmother's maiden name is... Sharka.
Uh-huh.
Sharka was also related to Bonanno, right?
That sounds tasty.
Absolutely delicious. A Bonanno split. So the Bonanno crime family was a crime syndicate in New York City that I'm related to. And
you gotta go call Uncle Joey.
So I always talk about my Uncle Tony. My Uncle Tony is actually a really white German guy in California that comments on our stuff in their page. So he's on the other side of the family. But yeah, it's a real thing. It's not like I had a direct connection.
Sure,
but
you don't.
My grandmother's father wanted to join them, and they're like, "Nah, you got kids, you can't join." But they let him do plumbing, so he would like fix a toilet, and you know, make sure the light bulbs are screwed in.
Is that what plumbers do?
You're already asking too much.
So
yeah, the electrical plumbing, the water plumbing, all the plumbing.
Yeah,
the peach plumbing, the plumbing pies.
I can't even. So the Mafia had a bunch of casinos in Cuba, and with Castro in power, a lot of those casinos were at risk. They were going to be closed. As I mentioned before, the new evidence shows that the government did work with the Mafia to try to bring Castro down.
Mm-hmm.
Even before that came out, theorists said that they took it a step further and the Mafia worked with them to assassinate JFK. How they got with Lee Harvey Oswald, I don't know. Maybe he was just a patsy. Who knows?
Could you say that in front of your voice, please?
Why?
Maybe he's just a patsy.
He's just a patsy.
Okay.
So then we've got Cuban exiles. Apparently, after the Bay of Pigs, there were many exiles from Cuba that were upset with how JFK handled it. So they organized all together to assassinate JFK.
Mm-hmm.
Again, how they got Lee Harvey Oswald in on it, no idea. I don't ever see any connections to him and like hard connections of him with Cuba other than he went to Russia and Russia was connected to Cuba. Sure.
Yeah, he was just wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
Or somebody said, hey, can you do me a favor?
He's just on the street corner with a rifle and they're like, hey, you could kill someone, right?
Yeah, nice rifle. Where'd you get it? Oh, I ordered it in the mail. Already sounded like, I don't know what he sounded like.
If you watch 11/22/63, he's kind of squirrely.
All right, yeah.
That's not like biographical.
It came in the mail.
It came in the mail, guys. Here's where we're going to get into some ones that I like, okay? Because now we're going to talk about Lyndon B. Johnson. And supposedly, JFK planned to replace Lyndon B. Johnson.
Do you know who's been Johnson lately?
Lyndon.
Lyndon B. Johnson?
Yeah. All right. Lyndon B. Johnson was JFK's vice president, and JFK was planning to replace him.
Yeah.
With someone else, I don't know.
And, like, money in politics is really hard. Might as well just bam-bam, shoot him up. Easier.
Well, then he got the presidency, so there you go.
Okay.
So 3 days, apparently JFK told his secretary this, and then 3 days later he was assassinated. I have no idea how true that is. That was in his secretary's biography she wrote many years later.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like, I don't have any reason...
Sure, Nicholas.
I don't have any reason to say that she's lying, but yeah. Whatever. I also don't like Lyndon B. Johnson for many reasons, so I'm not going to dispute this one too hard. Sure, he did it, because I don't like him.
Yeah, that works.
There's also the USSR. So after the Cuban Missile Crisis, they had to remove a lot of their intercontinental missiles from Cuba, and this upset the USSR enough that they had JFK removed.
Fair Seems enough. Like a... I mean... Do you really want to... That's a classic Putin move, but he's not around yet.
We'll get to some more bonkers one here, but this is the last one here that I have is what I think is absolutely true, and that is that Ted Cruz's dad was the second shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I did.
You want to tell our listeners about it?
Sure. So, Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
His dad.
Yeah.
Was the second shooter.
There you go. This one comes from Trump, actually. Apparently, during the presidential race, I didn't know about this. During the presidential race, Trump suggested that Ted Cruz's dad was involved somehow.
There's a picture of him shaking hands with the fella.
Yeah, apparently he was seen with Lee Harvey Oswald just days before the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump was like, his dad did it. What a cool dude. What a cool, cool man.
It worked, though.
I got three really fun... I don't like Ted Cruz that much either. He's the Zodiac
really?
Killer.
Why? Because he's the Zodiac Killer?
Yeah, because he's the Zodiac. That's why? The only reason. That's the only reason. Everything else is fine.
Okay.
You know how he tried to outlaw personal sex rights?
Dildos?
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that, but...
That's what they're called, man.
I know. Yeah, anyway. Want some more bonkers theories?
Yeah.
I love these ones. Of course, we got to talk about the shadow government, the Illuminati. There are people out there that are in charge of everything in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And those people really wanted to go to war with Vietnam. And they had JFK assassinated because that led tensions to rise. And that was enough that they could go to war with Vietnam.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Thanks.
There's also the
bud.
There's also the military industry.
Okay.
People say that weapon manufacturers were upset because JFK was trying to peacefully and diplomatically end the Cold War, and so they offed him because they wouldn't be making money.
A little bit better. Yeah, that makes more sense though.
There's also one that I never heard before, and that was that it was a construction of the Israeli government, and they had him assassinated because of his views on their nuclear program. He was like, I don't like your nuclear program. I don't like how you guys are bolstering your nuclear power.
Mm, so it's going to be red, huh?
That doesn't,
yeah,
doesn't match doesn't, my
I mean,
shoes.
Red was our color, but...
I mean, sure. Cool. I mean, sure. No, you
No, it's
it.
Great. It looks good.
Yeah.
I like the wings on the missile. It looks great.
And then he went back to the United States and they're like, boom. Ooh, JFK was so passive aggressive.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I've made your theories change at all, but have your theories on the assassination changed at
so
all?
So before I came into this room today,
yeah,
my thoughts were JFK assassination, semicolon, who cares, dude? I had no interest. The government did part of it.
Uh-huh.
Lee Harvey Oswald shot someone. He probably was either paid off or he was going to be killed. And they're still hiding and covering stuff up.
So why do you think they're covering things up?
Because they went and they did this for a reason, and they don't want us to know the reason. And it's a number of things. I think the military-industrial complex is very something we don't talk about at all. Yeah. Like, we're in, what, 6 or 7 active wars right now?
Yeah.
And we're talking about hamburgers and cheeseburgers emojis?
Yeah, topical.
So
you think that the government was involved?
Yeah, for money. Everything's for money.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's money behind something. I don't know what it was. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess I'm comfortable enough with not sweating the details and accepting that something terrible happened.
Yeah.
But what I want to know is, if you wanted to get into specifics of it, who are the officials that decide these things? Is it the generals? Is it, I don't think it would be people that were directly related to him or his staff.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Maybe Secret Service, CIA or something.
Some people say the Secret Service. Yeah. My theory, running short on time, so I'll just run through this real fast, is I think all the cover-ups come from incompetency. If I'm just being 100% honest with you.
Yeah.
I think that they were tailing this guy for a really long time. They had the Secret Service looking at him. They had the FBI files on him. They had tracked his whereabouts to Mexico City. And then he actually shot and killed the president. And they're like, "Oh crap, we let this happen. How can we let this happen?"
Yeah.
And so they're like, cover everything up, throw that in the trash, redact that, put white out on that piece of paper, put that one in the shredder.
Yeah, that's just as like, I would accept that too.
I think I will never assume malice when incompetency is just as reasonable.
Yeah, Occam's razor.
Yeah.
It could just be complete incompetency.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a combination of the two, and they were so incompetent in preventing him from actually doing this, or they wanted him to.
Yeah.
But even if they didn't want him to and they let it slide, who's to say that they didn't set this up originally and then try to, like, bail out? Or
and then he was, like, already on the course of...
Yeah.
And they couldn't stop. Maybe, yeah. I don't know if we'll find out if the National Archives is telling the truth.
Yeah, good thing they had 6 months to change the records, though.
Yeah, well...
That's the other thing, is who's to stop you from making stuff up in the paperwork that's supposed to be the truth? For 25 years, do you think no words were ever changed?
No, never. No whiteout, nothing. Got anything else?
That's all I got, man.
Yeah, me too. JFK, fun stuff. Good president. Sorry, that's my political views.
Don't talk about your political views.
Is that controversial?
We have to stay absolutely neutral.
Sorry.
I feel indifferent about Trump. Say it.
I feel indifferent. Sorry.
Say it.
I feel indifferent. Sorry. So we won't take up too much of your time. We didn't do listener feedback this time because I knew we would talk about our Patreon for so long that that's what we're going to talk about now.
Okay.
But first, you can follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, you could.
At Stranger Still. We're on Facebook. That's where all of our fun stuff happens.
Uh-huh.
And again, support us. We'll appreciate it. And we'll definitely call you out on the air. And you can leave us a review on iTunes as well if you want to do that. And I've got call-outs for that. We have a new review from Devin Gurdon.
Cool.
He says, 5 stars. Great podcast is the title. And he said, I love this podcast. And I'm so excited for October month.
Two words.
So, Devin,
you get us how many stars?
5.
Okay.
He gets a pass.
Slide.
All right. You're the police on that matter, so.
Yeah, October month.
So yeah, if you want some bonus content, in the Stranger Still ones, we have like warm-ups we do before every episode. So we'll probably put those in there, uncensored. Mm-hmm. We talk politics just as friends sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll talk to a guest for 2.5 hours and only put 1.5 hours up on the episode.
Yeah.
And then we'll put the other hour up on Patreon.
Dude, you got to send that to him and make sure he's cool with releasing it, because he talked about some stuff in there that he's never talked about on his show that people have asked him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this will be like exclusive True Crime Garage content.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's pretty good stuff. So go check that out. And if you want me to draw something for you, I want to draw it for you. So go.
And I'm playing around the idea of making music for you if you give me money.
If you give me money. And it's I think that'll be at the $10 reward, right?
That sounds like, yeah.
So for $10 a month, maybe you could have a theme song for your podcast.
Not only that.
Or you could have a theme song for your life.
Yeah. Every time you walk in a room.
So...
A monthly changing theme.
Yeah. So go do that. We'll appreciate it, and we'll give you a virtual kiss on the mouth. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
This has been Stranger Still.